To the after show with Tony and Christy and Nikki, although Nikki's not here yet. Hopefully she'll make it today. She actually worked at Channel 10, if you don't know.
I know.
If you're listening from out of the area. And sometimes news happens, and she has to go do things.
She has to do things. She's very busy.
Yes. So I got my second shot. Did you get yours?
I did. You got yours yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
And you feel okay.
I feel fine. I feel fine. I'm a little surprised. I thought I'd feel something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I got mine on Friday. And I really thought, because I was supposed to go to, I did go, but in my head, I'm like, I'm going to games in Buffalo. They check your temperature. And I was like, Friday after I got my shot, I was like, I probably won't be able to see my son play basketball this weekend. Mm. It's probably not going to happen. And then I woke up Saturday. I prepared myself for the chills, the fever,
all
the stuff they tell you you're going to get at my age, right? They say it's affecting my age group.
Age.
The pharmacist did too. Is like, your age group is getting affected the most. And I was like, she goes, you probably will feel some symptoms. And I'm like, all right. So I'm like waiting for it. I wake up 7 a.m. I look around. I feel my forehead. I feel fine. I feel great. All I had was a little bit of a headache and I was extremely tired. But I'm always tired, so how do I know the difference? So I was excited. I got to go to see Nate play basketball. They won both their games. They won the championship yesterday. And the whole time, I was just a little foggy. I did not drive, though, because Jason said, can you drive? I want to do work. I said, I better not drive.
Yeah, I know
that it didn't say I couldn't operate heavy machinery, but I'm thinking, if I'm foggy and I'm tired, not good reaction
time.
Not
a good thing. Yep. So, hey. I know, so I feel good. They say you still got to wait 2 weeks before you can do pretty much anything.
But right. You know, I'm still wearing a mask, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm
going to
wear a mask
up,
all summer,
fine.
I'll tell you that right now. I'm not giving up the mask for a while. Besides, this fall, when the flu season, I'm wearing a mask this fall for flu season. Nobody got the flu this year because we were wearing masks, so believe me.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And they're not sure what to put in the flu shot this year because normally they judge by what we had last
year. The year before, yep.
Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a tough one. Hey, be happy you're not an armadillo.
Oh, yeah?
Armadillos always give birth to identical quadruplets.
Ooh.
Well, first of all, don't all armadillos look alike? So, I mean, how do you tell one from the other? But, you know.
Really. Are they kind of already like twins and twinsies and all that stuff?
But just imagine 4 babies every time. So I just thought that was an interesting little fact. And one other thing, you know, about eating. We always talk about different things about losing weight. And I've been told this, so now it's science. Eating too quickly can lead to weight gain because your brain has to catch up. Your brain doesn't know you're full. And I get it because I still eat pretty fast. I eat faster than most people. While most people are talking during dinner, I'm eating.
Right.
And that way I can fit twice as much in, which is not a good thing. But in my house, see, I was 3rd of 3. If you didn't eat fast, you didn't eat.
Right.
I had 2 older brothers. Oh, yeah. That's actually not true. My mother made enough food for the neighborhood. But they say slow down. And I do try really hard to slow down.
Yeah.
And because, you will eat less because your brain figures out, oh, okay, I'm feeling full. Instead of shoving it in like we all do.
My son just texted me.
Oh, yeah? What's up?
I have another wiggly tooth,
and he did
a picture of a tooth.
Oh, that's cute.
First of all, he's in school, and he can text me, which is a problem, but whatever.
That's a problem.
I don't know. They must have breaks or something, or he hides. I don't know. Yeah. I said, oh, boy. I said, oh, boy, that's the last one. It's his last baby tooth.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a big deal.
Yeah, he said, it's on the top, and of course, I'm nosy, so I said, which side? He said, the left. My left. He said, my left. I said, in the back. He said, in the middle, kinda. So it's so cute. It's his last baby tooth. Now he can get braces, Tony. Oh, my baby.
Does he need braces?
Up. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those are always fun. My kids had braces. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, pretty much most people need
most
braces.
Kids I know. What's the deal? I should have. I didn't. I should have had braces. We never. Hell, when I was a kid, we couldn't afford braces.
I didn't have them either, and I should have, too.
Yeah.
My sister had them. She's older.
How did that happen?
How come I didn't get them?
All right. My goodness.
Okay.
I guess they know who they like better.
Guess who the favorite is.
Yeah.
Didn't have to guess that hard.
There wasn't a lot of hard work going into that one.
No.
That's funny.
Oh, that's super cute, though. Oh, it's his last baby tooth. That makes me want to cry. I'm not a very sentimental person, mm-hmm. but I remember when he lost his first one, mm-hmm. and I think he ate a pretzel and swallowed it, because we talked about it. And he said, I must have swallowed it. I do remember that. And now this is the last one. And Tony, it's a baby. It's a boy, not a baby no more.
He's not a baby no more.
Oh, he's so
cute. Growing hair. His voice is dropping.
Yes.
The girls are calling.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Now he's going to have braces.
Yeah. It happens to the best of us. So I don't wear nice clothes to work. I really never have. But they say you are more productive if you wear nice clothing to work.
Oh, because you feel probably confident,
you feel
you feel good about yourself.
I get it. I totally get it. You know, when I used to do TV work on Wednesdays, I would change in the men's room into a suit and tie.
You did.
And I'd go, get on the elevator. Now, when I got on the elevator to go down, if I were in my regular jeans and, a t-shirt or something, nobody would look at me. It would be like, I'd be invisible. Okay? Get on the elevator, and you walk differently, and you carry yourself differently
you
when you're in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I get on the elevator, and people always say hello then. Oh, hi. You belong here. Okay? That type of thing. It's funny. I have the same thing with cars. I have a fancy car that when I drive, I get noticed. And I have a not fancy car that when I drive, I don't get noticed.
Yeah.
And I don't care either way, to be totally honest. I just kind of observe human nature.
Right.
And that's the one thing. I will tell you that last summer, I had the convertible out, my fancy car, driving down Park Avenue. And I was with my wife. And there was a bunch of people eating outdoors. Maybe it was I forgot what summer it was, to be honest with you, Christy. I can't remember. It couldn't have been last year because we had the pandemic.
Right.
But so I'm driving down Park Avenue in my fancy car, and I noticed, I will just say what I noticed, okay? I noticed a very attractive young woman, probably in her 30s, and I'm way past that, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Staring at me as I drove by. Now, I guarantee you, if I were in my own fancy car, she would have not looked my way at all.
Of course not.
Okay? So I didn't mind the attention, I'm just saying. I'm driving by, I go, I still got it.
Even the 30-year-olds want me.
That's right, man. There's a time in a man's life when you realize when you're invisible to let's say mid-20-year-olds. When you're invisible to that group, it's like, okay, you're an old guy, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
It happened a long time ago, by the way. I'm invisible.
Oh, that's funny.
So are you going to start shaving? Women are shaving their faces, Christy.
That's what I'm hearing, Tony.
Yeah.
It's a new thing for exfoliation.
Yeah, I think maybe. Well, you know what? Listen,
hey,
if it works, it works.
If it works.
If I didn't have to shave, I wouldn't, because it's not a, it just is what it is. Now, I'm sure you shave your legs.
Once in a while.
Yeah, right. And I'm
when
sure
I
that's
have
a huge.
To,
I know, right?
When I'm going to get a pedicure.
Right, it's probably a huge pain. So now I add shaving to. So yes, there's a person who's trying to sell shaving kits to women.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't understand. But
well,
maybe some people like that.
I don't know. I just think that who knows? It's an exfoliating type of thing as well. Maybe it works. I don't know. I just can't see my wife pulling up next to me in the mirror and shaving. I just don't think.
I don't think she'd do it in front of you, quite frankly.
That's not something I want to see. Okay. So.
You don't want to see all the hair either, do you?
No, but I don't want to see her. Getting out. Can I wear your shaving cream? Sure. You gonna use that razor? It just seems weird. But hey, there's so much things are way different than they've always been.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely.
Fine.
So. Things are changing.
Things is changing, girl.
My kid is changing.
I know. Life is changing.
It really is. My niece, too. She was over yesterday because it was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister and her fiance came over and they grabbed my niece from her dad's house. And they came over. We celebrated my birthday. And I realized she's going to be 15.
Wow.
Next month, Tony.
Yeah.
Where did the time go? I am, however, she does think I'm hilarious, which is fantastic, right?
Because
when
you care about,
when
yeah.
the 15-year-old still thinks you're funny,
yeah, then that's
pretty good,
actually.
Right?
Yeah.
And then she had a cheerleading competition, which is they each go. No parents can still go
right
to her cheerleading competition. The cheerleaders go in, they do their thing, and then they leave, and then they go home and find out later.
Oh,
and she each school gets like an MVP kind of thing. And she got it for her school yesterday,
nice,
which was awesome. Good job,
great.
Alex.
Yeah. What a good day for your family with the girl.
That's
your,
right,
your
Johnny.
Niece getting the thing.
I don't know if you realize how athletic we are in the Credit household.
Yeah, you exude that.
I know, right? I keep telling everybody that. They don't understand. In fact, the ref yesterday at Nate's game, he goes, "You teach him that?" to Jason. I go, "No, I did."
Well, if he keeps.
And then another kid did something, and he goes, "You taught him that, though, huh?" I go, "No, it was still me." And he's just like started laughing at me. Yeah. It was cute.
That's cute. Well, if he keeps playing basketball like Jason, he's going to have a nose like Jason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's funny because Jason yesterday would tell him, and whenever Jason does this, because we were super close to where the basket is, Jason could like tell Nate where to go and where to be. Mm-hmm. And every time Nate listened to him,
he got the ball.
He scored.
Ah, there you go.
And I looked at Jason and go, "Every time you tell him where to go or what to do, he scores." He goes, he looks at me, he goes, "I do know what I'm talking about for basketball, Christy. I did play and I was pretty good."
He was.
I'm like, I just don't know because I didn't know you then.
He
I'm like, wow, you're really
free.
Good.
D1 school for
D1.
Free.
D1, yeah.
So
it's funny though because he was like, he goes, "Because I know what I'm doing."
Yeah.
So he's just
cool.
Teaching Nate the game. And I love them together so much because Nate does not get upset when Jason tells him or says something to him. Nate just takes it in.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he knows. And he says to me, "I know he's helping me. I know he knows what I need to do."
Yeah, it's funny because my daughter very rarely took advice.
Oh, it's hard sometimes, right?
Well, for me especially.
Mm-hmm.
And she was natural at sports. You know, there's a girl that if she wanted to, I know she could have gone to college for free playing softball. She just didn't want to work that hard. Now, she says, "I like softball, not enough to, you know, do all those other things." And that's fine with me. I did not have a problem with that. But she was definitely, she would have definitely been sought after.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and you know, worked out fine for her. But I just would have been nice to not pay for college.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. All right, kids. Warm1013.com. Share this link with your friends on Facebook and Insta and anything else. And that's the podcast for today, the After Show. Bye for now.